Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, KMX. How are you today? Good, if not great, if not fantastic, if not phenomenal. It's your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, founder, CEO of Quizmatics, Inc., Social Media Professionals, Team Quizmatics, KMX for short. And welcome to another positive and empowering WKMX Positive Power Meeting. This is our KMX Morning Meeting for the Success-Minded Entrepreneur. And our starting question of the day is, have you started your day in a positive way? And with that being said, let's think. Are we grateful to be alive, to be awake, and to be well this morning? Very first action of success is quite simply waking up with a purpose. If you've woken up this morning, pinch yourself. And that is a wonderful reason to smile. This is a reason for us to have gratitude. It's a reason for us to be grateful, a reason for us to have appreciation, and a reason for us to ultimately work towards having a wonderful smile on our face and appreciative of the opportunity that we have in each and every single day to find a way to manifest the things that we wish to have in our lives. So have you started your day in a positive way? Have you woke up this morning? Are you waking up with a purpose? Have you woken up and walked into your purpose? Are you waking up into being alive and capable to go out there and conquer this world with a smile? So that's what it all comes down to, and I hope that you've started your day in a positive way. With that said, let's go to the call lines, bring in wonderful Ms. Barb Palmer. Barb, have you started your day in a positive way?
I sure have, and thank you for asking, and good morning.
Good morning to you as well, my friend. The weekends for me are becoming quite an interesting time. I spent this weekend out in Gainesville a little bit, working on some things with some partners over in the studio. Shout out to all of my guys over there at Black Paradise Productions and whatnot. Those guys are always awesome. and I had a wonderful pleasure to meet a lot of young coming up, some young guys just kind of starting out their thingamajiggy going, and ended up being out there a lot longer, but than I intended on being out there. But it's all good though, all good things. So Barb, have you started your day in a positive way?
Yes, I have.
Awesome, awesome. And how was your weekend? Was it relaxing? Did you get a chance to take it easy, get some well-needed rest? You've been doing such a great job of working with us here at KMX.
Not really. I'm always working with my children or customers, clients, friends, whatever. I'm always busy.
That's what's up. It's always a great thing. So getting our day started right here, starting our day in a positive way. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about some of the great benefits of connecting ourselves with our own purpose, waking up with a purpose, and, you know, just having a purpose for life, and, you know, why it's so important for us to, you know, schedule our day like we have, you know, things to do, make sure that we're up early and making sure that we're checking into our personal success. So right now I'm about to take a walk over to one of my favorite places. And the place I'm going to take a walk to right now is the mirror, so I can connect with my personal MVP. And I'd like for all of you guys to have an opportunity to take a walk with us. So can I invite you to walk this way, Barb?
Sure.
And for all you listeners on the line, feel free to take a walk over to your mirror as well, where we will connect with our MVP. And here we go. And if you are currently standing in front of the mirror, you are face to face with a very influential person in your life, a person that you should know very well, a person that knows you extremely well, a person that's been there with you from day one and will be there with you all the way to the end. And this person is so interesting. I talk about our personal MVP because this is a person that we are very, very familiar with. They've only been our biggest supporter, advocate, fan, and the greatest person of influence in our entire lives since, you know, since we've been born. Barb, what person would I be connecting us to that fits all of these wonderful criteria?
Ourselves.
Awesome. Great answer. Definitely. So I'd like for you to take a couple of minutes here to connect with that wonderful, phenomenal person that's staring back at you in the mirror. And I'm going to go through a couple of really awesome things I could tell you about that person staring back at you in the mirror. That person is original. That person is unique. That person is authentic. And that person was born with special gifts, talents, and abilities that are very unique to that individual. That person is your greatest supporter. They're the greatest advocate. They're your biggest fan. They definitely want your success more than anybody else. They need your success more than anybody else. They can't make anything happen unless you can. And that person is friendly. That person is loyal. That person is committed. That person is dedicated to you and your success. And that person, just like anybody else, they need something from you. They need something from you in order for them to get where they need to get. And, Barb, what might you think that person staring back at you in the mirror, what may be the one thing that they really ultimately need from you in order to give them the best chance to fight and put their best foot forward for yourself, Barb?
To wake up and smile.
If that person staring back at you in the mirror could so desperately use a wonderful smile, it is a form of communication that is so much more powerful than words. Barbara, have you ever heard about people who said that, you know, they talk about the value of body language? Have you ever heard about that at all?
Yes.
Well, just in case we aren't aware, our body gives off a tremendous amount of language before words or without even utilizing words. Our body gives off such incredible and tremendous language. It is very important for us to realize that communication begins before words are used. So what I want us to do is I want us to connect with that MVP of our lives. And I said MVP purposefully. You think that was an accident that I said that, Barb?
No.
Of course not. Our MVP is literally the person that has put forth the greatest effort towards our success, that are greatest influenced and impacted by our actions. And just like if it were our own child in the world or somebody that we cared about deeply, caring about yourself is very important. You know, all of the most successful people have confidence and belief in themselves. They don't doubt themselves, and they give themselves every opportunity to succeed. And this is how we'll get our day started, to make sure that we have the most optimal opportunity to find the success for ourselves purposely. And what I want you to do is connect with your MVP. Take a look at yourself. They say the eyes are the windows of the soul. Be honest and connect with yourself truthfully. And what I want you to be able to do right now is I just want you to use not words, but a smile. A smile from ear to ear. Connect with your MVP. Connect with yourself. Get in touch and contact with yourself with that smile. Examine your body language with that smile. Examine that warmth that you feel from that smile being exuded across your face, which reflects back to you. And think about that warmth that you feel right now with that smile, this wonderful feeling, how much more attractive that you've gone up, how just how great it is to just be able to feel the way you feel right now simply from doing something so basic and so simple as just being able to smile with yourself. Barb, you know, this is a wonderful way to start, because just from the feeling that you will have right now, just from transmitting that smile back onto yourself, just this feeling alone is priceless. I mean, and this is a great reason why I asked, have we started our day in a positive way? And understanding that waking up with a purpose and feeling this wonderful feeling, this wonderful sensation that is unique that we have to offer the world is just such a great thing. Because the person who feels it the most and most impactful is ourselves. Barb, if you could talk a little bit about what kind of messages are being conveyed through a smile and how this feels, and would you agree that this is probably perhaps one of the best one of the best feelings that you'll ever come to know in life.
Yes, it is one of the best feelings.
And the message being conveyed through a smile, Barbara, if you could talk about how it makes you feel a smile, how it makes for you to feel that smile, and the power therein.
I feel happy, ecstatic, excited. It's just an overall warm feeling when it's cold.
An overall good feeling, even when it's cold. And that's a physical feeling right there. Would you, before what we started doing our positive power meetings, would you have any idea how simple, how basic it is for us to empower ourselves just from simply smiling, Barb, and just the way that it makes us feel in general, and how we can make others feel from the smile that we exude? If you can share a little bit about that.
Well, before I didn't care too much for the mirror, but I care more about it now. I care more about it now, and it's great that I have a routine to get up to every morning, and it helps me get my day started and do what I need to do for myself and my children.
Awesome. But I wanted you to talk a little bit more about the transmission of, you know, well, here, I'll just go into it. When you feel that warm feeling that's being transferred to that smile, that is the release of endorphins in your body. And endorphins have natural healing powers, abilities of healing ourselves from ailments that we weren't even aware that we had. And that feeling of that smile, just empowering ourselves enough to just know what that feeling is important, because we can't give what we don't have. And there are a lot of people like Barb, you have children and stuff like that. You know, they need your positive energy. They need your, you know, they need your care. They need your attention. You know, they need different things from you. Just having an ability to not take ourselves so seriously sometimes, just to be able to smile, just to be able to offer that warm gesture is something that is very much felt and received by others as we go through our day. So it's really good for us to be able to understand the value of that, to truly comprehend the value of that smile as one of the most important, I want to say, foundation blocks. It's one of the most valuable foundation blocks, one of the most important cornerstones of your success, because how you feel about yourself and others is simply translated in your body language, and the greatest and the most powerful form of body language is quite honestly a smile. Conversely, on the other end of that is a person who does not feel like being in a place or does not, you know, necessarily like being in the company or presence of others, and that language is also reflected to the people around you. So it's all about attraction. Success isn't something that you can chase. It's something that you attract by the person that you become. So why not become the most attractive person for ourselves that we possibly can be? And the most attractive person that we can be is one that's smiling, a one with a good attitude, a healthy attitude, a person that's pleasant, that's welcoming, that's friendly. It's the type of person that other people want to be around quite naturally. And it's all laid out right there for you. It's all laid out right there for you. All you have to do is wake up each day, start your day with a smile, and, you know, have a good reason to have a smile on your face, and try to capture some of that magic and take it with you throughout the rest of the day. That's what I would like to call enthusiastic momentum. Start your day with a smile. Start your day happy and positive, and just carry that mood, that environment, carry that joy, carry that confidence with you through the day. And it makes a tremendous difference on not only your life, but the lives of others around you. Would you agree on that, Barb?
Yes, I do agree.
So let's get out there moving in the right direction, since I only have about 10 more minutes left here. Let's get ourselves going with our affirmations. And our daily affirmations are just five key things that we could say to really get ourselves – there's some true things that we could say to really get ourselves – into the absolute spirit of gratitude, and also to enhance our enhance and fortify our confidence, our self-esteem, and give us an extra little push that we kind of need. So affirmation number one, let's get this thing started and let's get this day begun. Affirmation number one, today will be
my day. My day.
I'll say it one more time so everybody else on the line can join us as well. Today will be
my day. My day.
Barb, if you could talk about a little bit of the power of that affirmation, what it means to you, and what value that you find in just our first affirmation.
Well, the power of that affirmation is you're claiming today as your day, and you know it's going to be your day because you said will be. So it's just powerful within itself.
Awesome, and I totally agree, especially knowing that today is precious. We don't get 85 days at the same time to use. We only get one. We get one day at a time to live and experience. And no matter what happened yesterday, we always have today. As long as we have life, as long as we are alive, as long as we wake up, then we have a day. And this is a day that can change everything. This is a day that can change the rest of our lives. And quite naturally, I've got news for you. This is the only day that really counts. And that's just awesome. Just to know that today you are empowered just by having a day. That is empowering. And that's a reason to smile. So let's get our day started right. Make sure we have those smiles. Let's go from just, all right, going through the motions and listening to quiz talk about all of this positive stuff, to actually going through the motion of really legitimately feeling it, legitimately putting that smile on our face, and legitimately putting that energy out there into the universe so you can get it back. You can't give what you don't have. And quite naturally, we want to definitely be able to get that back. So let's make sure that we're able to give that a little bit more. Let's go to affirmation number two, because I still have more in store. And affirmation number two is, I am the best me that there is. I'm going to say it again so you guys can all follow. I am the best.
I am me, the best me
that there is.
That there is.
And Barb, if you could talk a little bit about our second affirmation, what's powerful and impactful about this affirmation for you, Barb?
Sure. First of all, there's only one you. And whatever you're doing is the best you that you can bring forth anyways. You can't say anybody else. We are taking responsibility for our own actions. So I am the best me that there is.
Literally. You don't get a second. Only one object can occupy one space at one time, and you happen to be the entity that came into existence to claim this spot. And just for everything that you were, to everything that you are, and everything that you will be, it's all part of your divine plan. It's all part of your life cycle. What you were put on this planet for our purpose. And since we don't know when our time cycle ends, and we don't know how long exactly we have, only thing that we can do is make the most of our day, so today will be my day, and make the most of ourselves and improve ourselves, become better for ourselves, with ourselves, embrace ourselves, and give ourselves the best opportunity to be the best person that we really can be. And that all is about being the best you that there is. As long as you're reaching to be the best you that there is, you are already a success, and your success is just going to increase from there. So that's very positive and reassuring. And that just puts a great smile on my face, just even thinking about that every single morning. And being able to share that with so many people around the world is such a blessing and a pleasure. So let's go to affirmation number three, because this is also another one that's very crucial and key. I am a winner.
I am a winner.
This is a really awesome feel-good affirmation. Barb, what is the strength of the third affirmation in your opinion? And if you can share a little bit of that with our listening audience.
Knowing that we are a winner, period, and not a loser, is the best feeling to have. I mean, regardless of what we have done, we won at it. We made it to today. So, yeah, it's very positive.
Oh, man, it's so awesome. Yes, we've made it to today. And, you know, to make it to today, Barb, we've had to go through so many different yesterdays. Some of those yesterdays were turbulent. Some of them were rocky. Some of them were tumultuous. And we've made it. You know, today is only an accumulation of so many yesterdays. And not only that, we won the game of life. We're literally a one in a million. You know, there were a million semen, and it was only one egg. And we are already the champions. We've already successfully crossed that finish line. And I got news for you. There is nothing else that you're going to experience in this physical existence that you're going to have to go and compete against a million other people. There's no job application or anything like that. You're going to go through a million and one contestants. But to come into this life, into this world, into this plane, into this reality that we call life, you've had to go through that. So you are already a success. So why would you let anybody else tear you down in any way, shape, or form? You are a winner. And winners smile. And winners have a reason to smile, right? So that's good stuff. Now, let's go to affirmation number four. I know I can do it. I know I will. I'm going to say it again. I know I can do it. I know I will.
I know I will.
What a phenomenal confidence-boosting affirmation. It puts a smile on my face because it kind of eliminates doubt. It takes that kind of out of the mix. That's one of the things I like about this affirmation. But, Barb, what's the power of this affirmation for you? And if you could share a little bit of your thoughts on this affirmation for the people listening.
Yes, this affirmation itself is reassuring that even if you know something is going to come up hard within today, you yourself, you know you can do it and you know you will. So it's going to get done. And I really love this because I love looking at myself and saying this to myself every day.
This is a very important affirmation because when we connect with our MVP, I'm not telling us just to stand there in the mirror and look at ourselves like, you know, dumbfounded. Connecting with ourselves. In yourself, you will see your goals. You will see your ambition. You will see your purpose. You will see your aim. You will see your objectives. You will see your potential. You will see, you will know so many things more about yourself than I could tell you. And you will reconnect with yourself. And, you know, there are so many things in life that as it just goes along and along and along and along the way, we start to believe in ourselves maybe a little bit less. Maybe we start to believe in the world a little bit more. You know, either way, a little bit of our spirit starts to die slowly. And we can reclaim that part of our spirit because nobody knows us better than ourselves. Like Barb just got finished articulating so great and doing a great job of explaining. Giving yourself a chance, knowing that you can go out there and make the things happen that you desire to make happen for yourself, empowers you. And being that kind of a person, being a self-sufficient, confident, strong-minded, strong-willed individual is really the fundamental foundation of what success is built on. So many people are just not satisfied within themselves to know that they can actually go out there and change their life today. And it definitely can happen. All you have to do is just remember these affirmations. Affirmation number one. Today will be my day, because it is. It was given to you as a present. It's your blessing. It's your gift. And use it wisely and constructively. Just so awesome. Affirmation number two, I am the best me that there is. There literally is nobody else better at being you. Be the best you that there is. All right? Stop letting people tear you down and stop feeling less of yourself because you're not doing certain things that you can do. Give yourself the most energy and effort. Who else out there has been more committed and loyal to your success? You've been there for yourself even at the times when you weren't there for yourself. So give yourself a pat on the back. Be the best you that there is. Get the most out of yourself. Remember that you are a winner. Don't ever forget that. That is so very important. And I know you can do it. I know you will. All you have to do is believe it in order to achieve it. Believe in yourself more. Eliminate more doubt. Stay more confident. Remember, there are two ways to see a glass, half empty, half full. I'd rather see a glass as half full. But why look at a glass as half full when I could watch my glass abundantly overflowing? And why drink from a glass when I could drink from a chalice? So I'm going to just continue to revise my vision. You do so as well. And for everything that is out of our control, there is a wonderful affirmation, which is affirmation number five. Barb, would you share affirmation number five with us?
Sure. God will be with me. He always has been, and he always will be.
God will be with me. He always has been, and he always will be. I mean, God is so awesome. He's been so great. I'm not talking about to your mama, and I'm not talking about to your daddy or your granddaddy. I'm not talking about, you know, back in the days, the Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks. I'm not talking about your cousins. I'm not talking about your friends. I'm not talking about your nieces, your nephews. I'm talking about to you. God has been so awesome to you. He has been so awesome to you. He has been so committed and so loyal and so loving and so patient with you. He's been so there for you. And there are going to be situations, there are going to be circumstances, there's going to be all kinds of different things that we don't have to say. We don't have all of those cards in our hands. But the cards that we do have, we have ourselves to be accountable for. We have ourselves to be appreciative and be happy, to be grateful for the existence that we have. We have ourselves and our purpose and to come into greater understanding of our purpose and connecting our purpose. We have ourselves to look at. We have ourselves to... we have plenty of things that we can blame ourselves for, but, you know, we don't have to blame ourselves if we are taking the approaches of giving ourselves the greatest opportunity of success, because if we do realize that today will be our day, then we're going to make the most of it. If we realize that we are the best us that there is, we're going to stop beating ourselves up and take stock in where we are and move forward from there. If we just remember that we are winners. Winning is a lot easier if you remember you're a winner. You know what I mean, Barb? And if we just remember that, I know I can do it, I know I will, and we just can remember that. If we could just remember that long enough for just a few hours each day, if we could just remember that for a few hours each day, and then remember our fifth affirmation that God will be with us. Goodness gracious, he's been here the whole time. He's not going anywhere. If we could just remember these handful of things, imagine how much power and how empowered that we can be. And for everything else, there is going to be energy and effort. I'm not a person here to give you a kumbaya fest or delude you. Did you think that you were going to have maximum success by putting in minimum effort? Are you one of those people who are deluded into thinking that? People, I got news for you all, and I love you all enough to tell you the truth. Anything in life worth having is earned. So make sure that you're out there going and giving yourself the best effort to earn your success. And I'm going to share with you four keys to success that make this all happen. This is manifestation mode now. This is going out there and taking your future into your own hands, taking charge of your own destiny and being accountable for yourself. Key to success number one, commitment. Make the decision. Commit to your own personal success. Dedicate yourself towards making your goals, ambitions, your objectives a reality. Just commit. That's all it takes is to make a decision. It only takes a couple of seconds. Unless you're a female like Barb. I know Barb, it takes like 3 hours just to decide what shoes she's going to wear when she walks out the house. But for the rest of us out here, just make that commitment. Just make that decision. It's the easiest part of anything. Key to success number two, consistency. Consistency is all about the actions that reinforce the commitment that's being made. Barb, have you ever seen anything be accomplished by doing absolutely nothing?
No.
Neither have I. I'm just asking that question because I was just trying to figure it out, because every year the New Year's comes in, you hear people talking about their resolutions, and then when you take a look at what people are striving towards, you don't always necessarily see, you know what I mean, the efforts that back up those resolutions being made. So whatever you do, remember that consistency is a very, very strong key to success, because your actions speak louder than your words. That smile on your face speaks volumes. The efforts that you put forth speak volumes. It says more than words will ever tell anybody. For example, if you're a person who is committed to keeping yourself in shape, then you don't have to tell everybody that you're committed to keeping yourself in shape. When they see you jogging every single morning, every single day, they get it. And you get it. So I want you to think about that. Your consistency, your actions, your consistent actions are truly what results in your success. The transformation happens far before you're sitting in that, you know, in that, 40th floor, you know, high rise office, you know, like you've made it to the top of the world. It actually happens way before then, because your habits, your actions, and your consistent behaviors are what dictate what you manifest in the real world. So remember that your consistent actions are so valuable, and they are your actions, it's your life. Be accountable for it. So consistency is our second key to success. Key to success number three, drive. Drive is a combination between your motivation, inspiration, your passion, your pain, things that are personal and intimate to you. Barb, is it important for your drive to be personal and intimate to you personally?
Well, now, I'm sorry, what?
I said, is it important for your drive to be personal to you personally?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
It's so
my
true.
Wife just got in the van.
All right, awesome. Exactly. And those reasons, those wonderful reasons that motivate us, we're going to need those because being consistent is probably the most difficult part of everything. When it comes to being successful, being consistent is so difficult. You're going to have that natural inclination to kind of relax, and we have to fight against that because there are going to be days we don't feel like waking up. There are going to be other things that we feel as though we need to do, or there's going to be days where we just don't feel like doing anything. And drive, just remembering our motivation, that should be something that to push us forward at any given time when we're just, you know, not on our A game. And the last affirmation of least, the last key to success is determination. And that's that stubborn resilience, that perseverance, that I'm going to keep on pushing. I'm going to overcome all obstacles, bumps, hurdles along the way. I'm going to get to my end destination, my end results. I'm going to get here, and I'm going to make this work. So, guys, there go your four keys to success. I like to encourage everybody to make them personal to themselves, to make it intimate to yourselves. I would highly encourage you to utilize a mantra that I use, which goes commitment, consistency, drive, determination, commitment, consistency, drive, determination. I do that mantra all the way through as I push through something physical. And I want you guys to think about what physical activity that you want to push yourself to realize the reality of your existence is within your hands. So I want you guys to think about it. I want you guys to connect with this personally. I want you to know what your success feels like, smells like, tastes like, and sweats like. And that is all manifested through just doing something very simple, and that's pushing through and doing a early morning exercise routine. Now, normally I have that as part of the program. I want to start some things a little bit different. I'm concerned that maybe some people are overexerting themselves in the morning to a certain extent, or maybe a little bit frustrated. Some people are frightened by the notion of having to do something physical. So I'm going to let you guys imagine yourselves doing your own physical routines and think about them and actually commit yourself to it. If I get enough requests at the end of the week to bring back doing the early morning press, I will bring it back to the program. So we'll see how this operates. But for now, guys, I would like to bid you adieu. Go and connect with yourself. Do something physical, whether it's even just doing arm curls or jumping jacks or, you know, just even if you're doing crunches or sit-ups, whatever. Just do something physical and go through those reps. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. One, commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Two, commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Start to get that rhythm. Commitment. Consistency, drive, determination. You're halfway there. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Great job. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Just a couple more to go. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. And push one more time. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. And then from there, put your hands on your chest. Feel that wonderful beating heart in your chest. That is what it's going to take for you to succeed. Honestly, the most important thing is heart. Your heart. It's your life. It's your dreams. It's your aspiration. It's your success. It's your existence. It is your success to attain. Your heart is the most, is the biggest component in all of this. And what does your heart tell you? Does your heart tell you that you're worthy of this? Does your heart tell you that this is something that's worth the fight? Does your heart tell you that this is something that you can do? Is your heart tell you that that person on the other end of that mirror, your MVP, are they worth it to you? Is that person waiting for you? and who is really accountable for their success, their happiness, their joy, and the type of life that they manifest for themselves. If you think about that deeply, with any serious notion at all, you'll know what you have to do next. So remember that. I want you to write down three goals also in your success journal. Keep a success journal if you're not keeping one. And in your success journal, put down highlight points that we've spoken about in the program. Hold yourself accountable for at least 21 days of consistency so that you can actually monitor your success, monitor your actions, what you've been putting in, and write down three goals for yourself daily and prioritize those. Start with the most important one, execute that one, get it out of the way, and then work on the next two. Make sure that your journal reflects your success at accomplishing small goals, and you will be able to build yourself up to accomplishing even bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger goals, and then ultimately attaining all levels of success that you strive for yourself. So, guys, that is the formula in a nutshell. Pretty simple and straightforward and to the point. Barbara, how did you like the program this morning?
I really like it every morning, so thank you, and I appreciate you.
Oh, well, I appreciate you too, Barb, and it's just great knowing I have great partners like yourself. Putting together Quizmetics, Inc., Independent Network Knowledge is like one of my life dreams, and, you know, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, and I'm blessed. I appreciate God for giving me the opportunity of being able to share some of this wonderful information with you. Personally and collectively for our whole team, I can honestly tell you there's no other people, no other team, no other, there's no other people I'd rather share my success with other than all of my phenomenal KMXers and all of my business partners and colleagues and associates. So thank you, and thank you all. And remember, tomorrow we'll be hosting a Positive Power meeting, another program at the same channel, same time. So 7 o'clock a.m., feel free to join us for another Positive Power meeting. And I'm your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quizmetics, Inc. Have a fantastic day. And remember, enthusiastic momentum, that's all it's about, guys. That's all it's about. So now that you know what it feels to be, now that you know how you're supposed to feel, you're in the right frame of mind, and you know that your success is right there at your fingertips, just keep pushing. Keep pushing. Yesterday was a success. Today, we'll expect nothing less. All right, guys, thanks a lot. Have a fantastic day, and make sure you make the most out of it. So thanks for your time.
Bye.
Have a fantastic day, and have a great one. Love, peace, and chicken grease.
Have a good one.